Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bear Dome.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Even if it takes all night.
Hello.
All right, goddammit. Charles, I was trying to talk to you, but my motherfucking ass. All right, we good now, Charles. Yeah. All right, everybody. My bad. Once a motherfucking again with my goddamn raggedy ass shit. But who gives a fuck? We finna still do this shit. Hey, this is my fucking ass Rosebud show. I'm gonna have to start identifying these shows because I know since that goddamn Sean Tabin coming on, you motherfuckers gonna be wanting to hear about that shit. But I thank the nigga coming on today, so we gonna chop it up with him if he do come on. You know, this show was brought to you by AskRosebud.com. You guys be asking me where to get this information, how we know how to do this, that, and the other. You know everything is on my site. And if you don't know it, it is on my site, AskRosebud.com. Rosebud with two D's for a double dose. Now, you can follow me on Twitter, at Mr. Rosebud. You know, don't forget my name got the two D's in it for a double dose of this wisdom I'm going to share with you. And those of you motherfuckers that's really, you know, fucking with me and doing some slick shit, you could fucking get a problem. And if you get a problem and you doggone have to have somebody to, you know, be on your side to get you out of motherfucking jail, you got to fuck with Freedom FastBail.com. I'm telling you, man, I am a witness. These people came and helped my partner on some shit that he, you know, I mean, you know, they had to really stretch out and help him. And the reason they did, I guess, is because they kind of know me. So I guess it's good to say Rosebud referred you. Holler and ask for Charles. I'm telling you, man, that motherfucker know what's up. Now, let's talk about some shit that I really want to talk about, because relationships, you're going to have some problems with these relationships. And you ain't supposed to go for no shit, but I have been experiencing, this is only on my own personal shit, that, man, these motherfuckers can't stand too much of this shit. Now, me. Usually, I be telling y'all that I be trying to miss, man, god damn it. You know, these bitches be motherfucking coming at me so fast, it's like I'm glue and they just get stuck. But recently, it's been the opposite. So, now I'm being real when I say this goddamn shit. Believe me, a mother. motherfucker be willing to have bitches, and a motherfucker be willing to have shit his way. But what I'm saying, you got to check yourself, because I have realized, I have really realized this. I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to be serious, and you guys are going to think I'm bullshitting. But you know, I always talk about Wild Kingdom, Animal Adventure, and Friday night, Animal Fight Night, you know, all that goddamn shit. You know, now I'm going to be honest. The reason I always watch it, no, the reason I always love watching it is because no matter what species it is, something is a natural order. Now, I forget which one, but one of the ones, the females is in charge. Some species, I think it's spiders, I think, or a certain kind of spider. But most other ones, other animals, insects, the male is the bomb. Now, I'm telling you, some of them, you know, the women is. Now, I ain't saying which one is which, but I do prefer liking the man shit. But when it's the woman, say that whatever, I think it's the spider that lets you fuck her, and then she kill you. Yeah, the black widow. Yeah. Then she kill you. But she don't kill every motherfucking dude. She just killed the dude that's in her reach that then fucked with her when she feel like that. Now, what I'm saying, there isn't such thing as a dude fucking that goddamn spider, that goddamn bitch-ass spider, just, you know, going by the way, be pregnant, woo-woo-woo. Nah, it ain't because of how well the spider fuck her. It's because of whatever that bitch-ass spider is thinking. If she thinking, well, okay, I'm finna go on, that's what's gonna happen. Now, when it comes to the lion, when it comes to the motherfucking lion, the motherfucking lion, no matter what, is going to do what he think is right. And what I'm saying is, no matter what, all the goddamn female lions already know that about his motherfucking ass, and they ain't finna try him no kind of way. Why? Because the natural order of things saying that when you choose a motherfucker that you designate is a motherfucker, then you supposed to make sure you go out your way to treat him as a motherfucker. That's why them goddamn female lions, they run hard as fuck chasing down the food. And then them motherfuckers bring that food home to that mother. Well, actually, the lion be running too. He ain't going to be too far behind the meal. But what I'm saying is, he ain't finna really do nothing. Have you ever seen a lion, a male lion, really attack a motherfucking other animal when he got a bunch of bitches around him? Now, if he by himself, woo-woo, he going to do what he got to do. But even that lion is by himself. When he get a bitch, if he keep trying to hunt for himself, them bitches going to leave him. Why? Because he don't know how to be no motherfucking lion. He out here hunting with us. They think something wrong with him. So, long as he lay back and let them bitches hunt for him, and whoever come fucking with him, you know, he stand up, you know, protect him, woo-woo-woo, he gonna be the shit to him. That's the natural order of things. What I'm saying is, I'm getting so much mentally like the lion that I be, man, I'll get to talking to a brown and you know, I be wanting to bite her on her neck and drag her motherfucking ass up to my goddamn crib and bust her out and push her motherfucking ass out the crib. And I've been really being like that lately. I mean, I didn't really think I wanted to, you know, be like that so much that I was actually being like that in my life. But I have been. And, of course, now bitch told me. I had to wonder, because I got to wonder, man, I mean, shit, it'd be like a couple months before I beat and called a bro. A couple months. And I said to myself, something is wrong. And I'm saying, these motherfuckers can't stand it. So, my point is, I raised up mentally. I raised up. I checked my motherfucking self. And I see that I was playing past the trap. Instead of me playing my hand and letting that trap set, I was way past it. You know, I don't need no trap, bitch. I'm gonna come on, woo woo. Man, and I wasn't catching them, bitch. Now, what am I telling you, motherfuckers? Some motherfucker got to punch one and tell me what I'm telling y'all right now. Come on, man. I ain't got to be on here. I want to be on here. Ain't nobody going to press one. Okay, 419, what's up with you, baby?
I'm going to say that it's all about your timing.
Timing is in there, but it's really not about the timing. No. It's not about the timing, but that's cool. No, stay on the line. 412, what you think it's about?
I think it's about, like you said, positioning, playing your role. You playing past your role, so you know you're not getting the response that you should naturally get.
Well, both of you guys are right in a way. But you're not really saying what I'm saying, because what I'm saying is when you check game, you got to accept what you check as being something to be checked. So you check yourself, man, what the fuck is up, man? I'm usually catching bitches, man, woo, woo, woo. So it ain't like I'm going out saying something different. I got a motherfucking different wardrobe, now I'm looking different, or I got some kind of different attitude. But then I get to the attitude, and I got to start, you know, shit. I do believe, I'm telling you, you guys probably think I'm crazy, but I believe that fucking animal adventure shit. I supposed to be lavished everything on. I don't supposed to need or ask for anything. At least that's what I think. That's how I feel. And if a motherfucker ain't like that and don't show me that, I was like, fuck you, bitch. But what I'm saying is a lion can say that because he know if this bitch ain't doing it, the very next one he see is going to be doing it. It's very unlikely he going to run into two female lions in a row that ain't acting like, one of them ain't acting like what he want. Otherwise, I'm saying, the lion, if he don't want to eat that bitch up and kill her, he'll say, fuck that bitch, and go on. But then, what I'm saying, when the motherfucking lion run into the next bitch, she going to treat him like he want to be treated. Unless he doing something wrong. Otherwise, two times, two lions, two females, you know, dissing his ass, he not going to say, what the fuck am I doing wrong? But just as a motherfucker, he going to adjust. And he going to snag one. And when he do, he was a kid at first, you know, a young lion, just not coming up, making mistakes. And he had made the mistake of thinking because he's a motherfucking lion and bitches supposed to be this motherfucking way, every bitch he run into is going to be this way. But that's where you making your mistake. That's where I was making my mistake. Because when I run into a bitch that is like that, which I had been running into, luckily, shit, you snag them motherfuckers and everything is cool. But when you run into one or two or whatever that ain't like that and is out of the ordinary and you still a motherfucker to get hungry, you got to figure out what you doing so you can eat. And that's what I'm saying. I realized, I thought I was on the Serengeti and every female lion knew they place. So I could just stomp my motherfucking feet on the Serengeti and growl when I want to, and a bunch of motherfucking bitches is going to be fucking with me because that's what's going on the Serengeti. But them bitches know who they are. They not tripping. Each one of them motherfuckers know who they are. They don't give a fuck about how many bitches this motherfucking lion got. And if he got 10, they want to see him have 11. See, that's how bitches supposed to be. But you don't run into those kind of motherfucking bitches. That was my mistake, treating them motherfuckers like they was that kind of bitch. And what I'm saying is when that lion run into that kind of bitch, and that kind of bitch have any kind of problem, that lion's finna handle it for that bitch. Because he know, that's my kind of bitch. That's my bitch. You can't fuck with her. You got to come through me.
You got,
and if she ain't worth that, then you ain't got to do that. And my point is, the only one or the only ones that's worth that is the ones that understand you the king of beasts. And they supposed to serve your motherfucking ass. And unless this, you don't say that to her, because she's going to be saying, oh, nah, I don't want to serve nobody. But what you do is demand your shit by the way you are. And if the bitch respond to it, she is that kind of bitch, whether she want to say it or not. But if she don't respond to it, she ain't that kind of bitch. And you supposed to see it and leave that punk-ass motherfucker alone. Now, you guys feel that?
Yeah, I definitely feel.
Charles, what you feel about that? I mean, what you understand and what I just said?
Well, I understand that if you're dealing with a woman and there's any hesitation in you about her needing something or something that she got going on that you as the lion should handle, then that bitch ain't doing her job somewhere.
Hey, see, the thing about interpretation, listen, you don't have to interpret shit the way I think it. You just have to interpret it to where you can see it. You see the value. You see where you need to use this information so you can go forward. You don't got to say, man, I got to see what Rosebud's saying so I could think like him. You know, God, you know, he's saying I should be seeing how I go up two stairs and then turn right and go down the hallway. See, you might not see that. You might not need to see it. You might see some kind of way you can climb up the wall like Spider-Man. I'm not saying that's what you're going to do, but I'm saying you got to see you is what I'm saying, bro. And when you see you and you know you, and whoever you fucking with is representing you, that's when you could be you. As far as if something is going on and this motherfucker needs you to stand up, man, you ain't hardly finna wonder if you should stand up. You're going to be just like that lion. Come in there stomping, looking, growling. Don't fuck with this one. And if you think you're going to fuck with him, you got to come through me. And the way you look, the way you standing, the seriousness of how you look and appear, 9 out of 10 times a motherfucker going to back up like they do on the Serengeti. Very few times do the motherfucker that's causing shit actually stand up to the motherfucking dude. So, you know, they filmed the fights, but they didn't been out there 20 or 30 days and only got to see one fight. They didn't seen hella motherfucking confrontations, but it usually end with no violence because the males ain't killing each other. They saying, fuck that, there's plenty of bitches out here. That's how we should think. The only time some shit happened is one of them motherfucking male lions say, well, man, shit, I'm tired of looking for bitches. I'm going to fight this motherfucker. Maybe I can beat his ass. Now, at that point, some shit going to jump off because the motherfucker ain't giving you his bitches. But for shit to just jump off, no, man. We don't want it. We don't want our lives like that. That's when we need that. Matter of fact, you guys, that guy that was on the phone, I said, Charles, that's goddamn Freedom Fast Bell. Let me tell you, motherfuckers, that's how I met him, through my shit. My shit is real. I meet real people that motherfucking is really about shit. That motherfucker didn't give a fuck that he got 900 or whatever goddamn bail bond companies and he don't need my motherfucking shit. But he do know the shit I'm spitting is real, and I am spitting to real people. Real people be out there in them goddamn streets doing shit. Real people need to know the hookup. And I keep telling you what the hookup is. And once, for once, believe that I ain't talking shit. This is a real motherfucker that comes on. He's from Freedom Fast Bell. His phone number is 866-460-0905. I'm telling you, this is a real motherfucker. Quit hating and do yourself some good by dealing with real people. Now, I'm going to get into this show because, I was kind of stalling, waiting for my motherfucking partner. But, see, these motherfuckers don't take this shit serious. But 347, what's up with you? Hold on, wait a minute. 347, what's happening?
What's up, Rosebud? How you doing, man?
I'm good, brother. How about you?
All right, good. I got a question about Tay, but my question to you, because you said it. On Thursday, you said Tay was a bully. In what way was he a bully?
See, how old are you, man?
I'm 31.
See, you so young, the fucking bully shit to you is when the motherfucker say you got a big nose. And then you say, oh, my God, I got a big nose. Oh, shit. You start crying. That's bullying, Or the motherfucker say, wrote a note and say, man, you see bruh's goddamn hair? His hair is whack. In some kind of way you hear it, or see it or read it, or they send you that note. And then they look at you and laugh. Oh shit, you're getting bullied. So you go kill yourself. You go turn into some kind of weird motherfucker. A bully like fucking Tay was the same
man,
bully I was the same bully real bullies was. They would come up to you and take your shit. They would come up to you and beat your motherfucking ass for nothing. Now, what I'm saying is bullying. As far as bullying goes, the way I'm explaining it, it is illegal. I mean, it should have been illegal because we wasn't doing something right. We didn't bully in front of no teacher or in front of people so they can see it. We knew it was wrong, so we would bully a motherfucker where we could bully him at and get away with it. But today, anything that makes you feel insecure about your looks, something you did, whatever, it's called bullying. So when I said that shit about Tay and talking about the game and shit, this nigga would you say something foul about this game, this nigga coming at your ass with his rule, and if you say some shit that he ain't liking, this nigga finna kick your ass.
You
that
in the game,
was that nigga.
Like that?
Huh?
Even in the game, were you pimping like that?
Wait. Get me understood. He might have did actually physically beat a motherfucker's ass 2 or 3 times. Not even that many. He might have did that, let's say, in one of his early years in the game. But that's what his rep started out on. So when he said, motherfucker, woo-woo, instead of people fucking with him, they said, oh, no, don't fuck with him, because that nigga can tie your ass. And he played on that. He tried to bully me. Nigga tried, with words and shit, but I wasn't going for it. I come back with my shit. That's why we cool. He wasn't no wrong in being a bully, because I sure bullied motherfuckers. Nigga, what you say? Then I walk up on a nigga. And if he make any kind of move, I knew that karate, goddammit, I'll flip something on his ass and then come real close to grabbing his nuts or whatever. Let that nigga know, don't fuck with me, man. No, don't fuck with him, man. Rosebud, that nigga crazy. Tay used to call me trouble. That nigga used to call me shitty bud. Because I'm always starting some shit. That's what, he was the bully, and I was the shit starter. But we both was coming from the same, mentality. We some short niggas, what I'm saying? And there ain't no motherfucker fucking with us. That's where we was coming from. And that's probably why we got cool with each other. Because we had the same complex, man. We had you know, go through it. But I don't mean the nigga was a bully when it comes to, like, trying to enforce some foul shit, you know, on some nigga or some bitch. This nigga was a bully about this game. You know, and soon as this nigga thought or felt he had the right side, because, you know, some other motherfucker always talking some stupid contradictory shit. And this nigga was like, what? And they know this nigga was mop the floor with them motherfuckers. At least I'ma just really, really talk shit unless we get physical. But this nigga gonna make it physical and wipe the floor wherever he got physical in, because that's how that nigga tripped.
Okay, so he would really get down. Like, you would talk, but he would really get down.
I would really get down, but the way I talked, didn't nobody really want to get down. He would talk a little bit. He would talk a lot sometimes. But what I'm saying is, I ain't really trying to have no motherfucking fight. This nigga didn't care about no motherfucking fight. Matter of fact, he wanted to have a fight. Don't get me wrong, he wasn't no bully, a bulldog couldn't pimp. He just was a nigga, wasn't taking no goddamn shit. And if you think the shit you talking is strong enough, see, where I would say, all right, nigga, go on and take that goddamn shit. That nigga would walk up to you and let you know, motherfucker, you say that shit again, I'm itching the mouth. It's up to you if you believe it or not. But if you believe it and you say it again, I'm going to sock you in your motherfucking mouth. And he say words like that. I'm going to sock you in. Just make you crack up listening to that motherfucker talking about socking somebody.
You know what it is?
Huh?
You know what it is, man? Maybe because he's older now, I didn't really know him personally, but it's like he come across as so smooth, you know what I mean? Like, he ain't that type on the internet.
Oh, wait. See, this is something y'all don't understand about pimps. Pimps are 360 degrees motherfuckers. And each degree is a different motherfucker. So that's 360 motherfuckers this motherfucker is. So about smooth, the nigga in reality is smooth, because 98% of the time, that's all I seen from that motherfucker. Because, you know, I was the bad guy as far as the mean guy. Oh, you know, this nigga, shit, I say it in my books and I say it right now. This nigga called way more hoes than me because of his smoothness and the way he adjusted to whatever. Whereas I ain't adjusting. I'm thinking this, and fuck you, bitch, if you don't think like this. Now, to me, that's the right way to do it. But my best friend didn't do it like that. So, shit, that ain't going to cause us no problems. That just make me think my way is better than his. And when we get to conversing, we just stick to our points. And then when I say, nigga, I got then they're going to say, so what, nigga, I got So who the best? It don't matter who the best. It matters that we both keep talking this goddamn shit, competing with each other like this. That's all that matters. I'm serious. It don't matter who really is the best. It don't matter who got the most hoes or the most money or the most jewelry or the most prestige. It matter that you have some motherfucker that you competing with that's on a level that everybody else ain't on. That's what matters. You feel me, man?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Definitely got it, yeah.
Yeah.
Appreciate
that's
it.
What I'm talking about.
As a matter of fact, you come off a bully. You come off like a bully. That's what I was saying. You sure do. Ain't nobody can listen to you and say, you know what I mean, they wasn't thinking that about you. And I like that, because that keeps motherfuckers
going. But anybody that fuck with me, I might have had one fight in the game. Tay had, I could think of 10 that I had to help, not help, but, you know, interfere with. I'm saying I don't do no fighting. I don't do none of that shit. I'll talk hella shit. And then when it get real, I'm going to stand up. You know, if that's the case. But the shit I talk is problem solving, even though it sounds antagonistic. Because what I'm saying, nigga, you know, I'm going to be right here. And the only way, as far as what I know, the only thing that, you know, I'm supposed to be worried about is if your motherfucking ass come over here fucking with me. You know, as long as you over there, talking that shit, I mean, talk shit, go ahead. See, you tell a motherfucker something like that, then that motherfucker got to decide if he want to walk up on you. And if he decide he does, then you got to light his ass up. But nine out of ten times, he gonna hesitate. And when he hesitate, you got to shoot him in the stomach with this motherfucking shit. I tell you, I got a double-barreled Uzi, and I shoot hollow-point bullets with words. And I tell that motherfucker, man, you look like a motherfucking pimp, man. You know, pimp ain't trying to fight to prove no point, man. You know, and if he say anything going with that, I got him. The fight's over. It ain't no fight because I'm going to kick pimp shit out of my mouth, and he's going to try to kick it back. And when he kick it back, his ass going to disarm himself. And he ain't going to be mad at me. And I know goddamn well this worked because I done done it hell of times. I done walked up on motherfuckers because I'm a short nigga. You know, you got to get in my range, motherfucker, if you want to do something to me. Other than that, you talking some shit. Now, if I want to do something, I'm coming and I start walking up on the motherfucker. Nigga, I'm coming in range. Now, I ain't trying to have no problems, you know, but shit. You let a nigga know you ain't no punk. You let a motherfucker know. Make your decision and hurry up and do it because I ain't got time to be arguing all day.
Mm-hmm.
The motherfuckers
want
to be, they want to be cool, man. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody want to be cool. Mm-hmm. Don't nobody want to fight. Don't nobody want to be ducking bullets.
Right.
So you got to handle shit a certain way. I am by no means saying my partner, Bulldog motherfuckers, into getting his reputation.
Okay.
I am saying that my motherfucking partner was a motherfucker that was pressing the issue if you didn't goddamn go with what was pimpish to him. And I ain't mad at him for that. Because when he pressed it, I was with him. Nigga, please. I'm on his side. But, you know, I'm talking shit like he talking shit. But he would take it finally if a motherfucker saying some punk ass. Man, you got to understand. You got this nigga out here that he got a, say he got a new car, got a little jewel, and he's saying this faggot ass shit. That's hurting all of us. So when Tay say, man, that shit weak. You know, the nigga start trying to explain how you supposed to give a bitch off day. Because the nigga, matter of fact, let me tell you this. This nigga one time, some nigga, coming in, he was in the town in Hollywood, you know, talking about how you know, motherfuckers act like they hungry and shit, man. Bitch got to work every day. Woo, woo, woo. Man, you know, I give a whole off day. Talking about that big pimp. So,
yeah.
You know, Tay tell this motherfucker, man, bitch say, you know, what day can you not afford to get paid, man? You know, except for the one you decide, which is every once in a while, you let the bitch know you want to take woo-woo. But as a designated off day, nigga, what day you can't get paid or you don't want to get paid? Nigga had to let her say on the weekend, whatever day he said. So Tay tell this nigga, man, that shit weak. I'm telling this nigga, man, that's some punk faggot-ass shit, nigga. Hollywood pimping, you pimp will do it. If the bitch wanted off day, she should have been a secretary or something. She chose to be a hoe. There ain't no off days till the nigga feel like being off with the bitch. And that's something you and the bitch establish by her being down. And if she down like a motherfucking 2 months go by and you want to have off day with the bitch, you finna do hella shit with this bitch. It ain't no little punk ass off day. This is extravagant time. That's why bitches don't care how long it take for them to get off day. Nigga love to spend $2,000-$3,000 that day on this bitch, man. But this nigga kept talking about how, you know, it ain't pimping to do that shit. Man, that's, you know, they say, look, man, you know, bitches be listening to that goddamn shit you saying. Nigga, you say that shit again, we got problems. And that nigga said that shit again. And I had to hold this nigga down. Because he wasn't finna go hit this nigga. He was finna go get in this nigga face and make this nigga do something so he can hit him. Well, no, Tay, fuck, you know. Now, that's bullying to me, but now that might not really be bullying, but that's
no,
what
it
I
is.
Mean.
It is.
But that's what I mean, man. He ain't the kind of bully to try to make you have to do something he say, even though it sound like that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is if something's not right in Tay's eyes, He don't want you saying it, period, because it's muddy in the water. If something's not right in my eyes, I'm going to roast you and talk all kind of goddamn shit, and if you keep wanting to say that shit, I ain't fucking with you. But see, Tay, take it personal. On the game tip. Man, I ain't letting you say this shit fuck the game up, man. That's where he be coming from. All weak shit. How do you think a motherfucker start thinking that? Some motherfucker that got a bought a Rolls Royce or whatever, and his hoe got a whatever a Mercedes, blah blah blah. You know, and the bitch is doing this, that, and the other. And he talking about, yeah, well, man, that's how you pimp, man. You know, let the bitch have all day, let the bitch just, you know. And that shit is fucking the game up, because unless you in that position, that bitch can't have all day. Now, there is a such thing as being in, even when I was in this position, my bitches didn't have no off day. They knew they could be off. They knew they could have something come up, and then it could be, you know, more important than going to work. But what I'm saying is all that shit was when it happened. There wasn't no certain, you know, time for off day or whoop or whatever. Let's say you tell the bitch she could be off every Sunday, but this Sunday, you're going to be fucking with another hoe, so this bitch, you should be at work. No, it's her off day. So her mama done called and, oh, look, no, none of that. No, no. You ain't got no designated off day. You can and you will be off. But if you had a designated off day, you might be off, go do whatever you're talking about with your mama, and then I don't get whatever money for that night. Whereas if I gave you an off day, not only would money not be the issue, everything would be about you being off with me. You got to place value on the shit that this bitch is getting experience with you. So otherwise she get to be off, baby. Don't wear none of that. Yeah, she talking about got some shit she be wearing to work. You, that's what you're going? Nah, girl, come on. You take the bitch, you know, go buy a gown-like dress. Some real shoes, a purse, woo, woo, woo. Let's go out, baby. You know, let that bitch think, woo, woo. You know, this is some big shit. You go pay for all this shit, then this bitch and you finna go out. And then why are you going out? You tell this bitch, see, I ain't a motherfucker to give you no Aries whatever day off, because if that's the case, I might get you a goddamn motherfucking McDonald's and let you call yourself, you know, have a goddamn dinner, and you ain't gonna be eating it with me. And if you want that kind of off day, then, you know, you can have that kind of motherfucking off day. But the off day I do, bitch, well, it was in my motherfucking pocket, which is going to be $3,000-$4,000, whatever. All of it's for the off day. And yeah, if we end up spending it, 90% of it's going to be on you, because I ain't going to have to buy myself nothing on no motherfucking off day. So what I'm saying, bitch, if you want to have an off day that a hoe deserves, you got to wait for it. Then you better know what you want when you off. And them hoes, you know, they would tell me about shit they want. They saw this, you know, necklace, woo, woo, woo. So I ain't going to go buy it right now because they said it, but I'd be hearing what they said. And then when the time, when my mind tell me, the bitch, her next off day or one of the off days, I'm lacing her with that shit. And what that bitch going to say? I'll wait till the sun never rise for my next off day. Because she getting treated lavish, man. It's game involved with everything real pimps do. And you don't do, we're very fucking selfish. You know, think of this, bro. People, hey, what you think about buying a bitch a car in her name?
I think that's a beautiful thing if the bitch deserves it.
Nah, I can't argue with that answer, man, but that was a fucking weak-ass answer. What is your opinion on buying a bitch a car with her name? First of all, you know, I ain't saying you did say this, but do you have bitches getting you money?
No.
No, I doubt it. But anyway, come on. What do you think about bitches getting cars in their name?
Good.
Listen to me, bro.
I think
these motherfuckers in the game, they say, man, I wish I would buy a bitch car her name. Bitch ain't this, bitch ain't that. See, but me, they used to hate me because, I buy a bitch a car in her name. Not only would I do it, I'll take that bitch to that car lot, make them motherfuckers open that big front window, let them bitch drive the car off the showroom floor. You know why I did that? Because a car note and insurance may be $500 a month. I know a bitch paying me more than that every day. So in 30 days, this bitch has paid off a car. Now, what I did with the money, whatever. So what I'm saying is, if I'm only paying a car note once a month, who's winning? Plus, if the bitch do leave, do I want the car note? No. She already paid. If she be with me 2 months, she didn't bought that car two times. I'm saying the bitch ain't going to leave the day I get her the car. The bitch going to be there paying me sometime. So who the fuck is winning? Motherfuckers with the punk egos, you know, I ain't getting the bitches. Yeah, but then I got them bitches driving Corvettes and all that goddamn shit, wearing furs and all that shit. I tell my man, you be, you know, whining and dining bitches. Man, you be making it hard on the pimp. No, motherfucker, I be making rewarding for a hoe. Them niggas don't know nothing about that. I got all this shit fucking with my partner, Tay. I didn't know nothing about the shit before I started pimping. And I didn't start pimping, so I started fucking with a nigga that knew something about pimping. And the shit he was doing was so scary that motherfuckers didn't fuck with him, and they thought he was a bully because of whatever the fuck he did, and that's why they didn't fuck with him. And he did the same fucking shit to me. Nigga, I wish I would be a bully. Nigga, if you will knock a nigga off, I wish you knocked me off, because I'd rather be knocked off by a nigga that got a reputation of knocking niggas off. Nigga, you ain't scaring me with none of that punk ass shit. Nigga, you crazy. Yeah, I'm crazy as you, nigga. I had something to say. You know, a nigga ain't fucking with you if you ain't adding to it. And I had something to say. Nigga, you ain't saying nothing to me that I ain't capping on. And when I cap, I'm ready to go some more, nigga. Try me. Right now in front of all your goddamn friends, nigga. I ain't got no jury. I got the old car. I ain't got but one hoe. Them nigga Hollywood pimps. Nigga, try me, motherfucker. I don't care which one of you. Nigga, I ain't no scary nigga. I just ain't got no game. I say something like that, and they all start laughing. Yeah, nigga. Because I'm handling them motherfuckers. See, you guys don't know nothing about this shit I'm talking about. See, if my motherfucking partner with his black motherfucking ass, he could be on here co-signing this shit. Because this motherfucking shit is real, I'm saying, man. Hey, 419, what's up?
Then what I was going to say would make it even deeper than all that is the fact that that's what you believe, and you went off your thought, and you stood on it, and you rolled it through all of that. And then the fact that you came out, that's like a win-win situation. That's like a double confidence booster right there.
All the way, because what you thinking and what you doing is paving your way, your future, to acceptance in a field that you have to be accepted in. You can't just claim you a motherfucking pimp. I don't give a fuck if you got 10 hoes on the track. You come out there talking about, man, I'm from wherever, and I got 10 bitches, blue, blue, blue. Whoever you talking to is looking for some kind of flaw. And if he don't see none, he going out there and fuck with them bitches. And if he don't see none in them, the next time he fuck with you, he going to try to front you off. And if he can't do it, y'all going to end up being cool. But most times, them motherfuckers be, you know, just counting heads. You know, he used to talk about, man, Philmo Slim had 17 hoes at one time. Yeah, motherfucker, but a nigga with 17 hoes, you know, he needed it because he wasn't getting but $2,000. So what I'm saying is I had 3 hoes. I'm getting $2,000. Who pimping? I mean, come on. Who doing the pimping? Is it about the money? Is it about the work? You know, Philmo, I ain't saying he wasn't pimping. I'm saying when he came up, that's how money, you know, that's how money was. So you had to have that many hoes. You know, they had 10 and 2, $10, $2 for the room. You know, so you had, them bitches was hoeing. I ain't saying he wasn't doing no pimping. I'm just saying when it comes to pimping, it's about the total, the numbers. You know, and what I'm saying is, if you got a motherfucking bitch paying you a car note every day, let's say a car note insurance every day, that's 500. So that's like 15, that's like 1,500. No, shit, that's more than that. 500, shit, that's like 6,000 every motherfucking month. So that's like 3,000 when it's like, that's what she's paying when you look at the car notes. So what I'm saying, she's paying you 6,000 every fucking month. And you're paying 500 on the car note insurance. And you got it in her name. Man, who the fuck is winning? I'm serious.
Yeah.
I got 412-347-419. Who is winning in that situation?
Yeah.
Most definitely.
The person that's paying the goddamn carnal once a month is winning because he got $29,500 in his pocket. Well, not that much. He got a. I exaggerated.
Well, hold on,
got...
hold on, Rosebud. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a. The problem is, you wasn't the first nigga to do that, though, right? So why was niggas tripping about you getting a bitch a car her name?
Let me tell you something,
right?
Brother.
They were
listen to this guy.
Them.
Listen to this shit. That's part of why I was a motherfucker. Because I was the first nigga to do that shit. At least I was the
really?
First nigga to admit that shit. You know, I was the first nigga. Because niggas might have been doing that shit, but to the pimps, that was sucker shit. You know, you don't get no bitch. You know, I think Joe Cato had a bitch with a big car, you know, big time Mercedes, but I don't know if it was in her name. But what I'm saying, he was criticized for giving a bitch too much. Woo, woo, woo. But when I, you know, Corvettes, Lancia, Zagatos, motherfucking Datsun Z's, when they was Z's back, and, you know, that VW Rabbit, Scirocco, all that shit, man, I bought that shit in them bitches' name. And what I'm saying is when they got at me, I ran this by them. And them motherfuckers, all of them had to shut the fuck up because this is a numbers game. And if you ahead in the numbers, you winning. The only number you don't win with is when you count bitches' heads and you ain't getting paid. If you got six bitches and you ain't getting seven or whatever thousand every day or more, you getting underpaid. Most motherfuckers with five, six bitches get two or three bitches money. I don't know if y'all knew that, but, you know, me and Tay was the only ones out there that had numerous hoes that was checking whatever amount of hoes you had that kind of money. You see, and this is another thing why this nigga, I mean, I'm go off on this thing when I talk to him. Because, see how this show, my show ain't about motherfucking pimp shit. Hey, Charles, I'm putting you back in. 347, I'm putting you back in. And 419, I know that's you, Romeo, but I'm putting you back in. What I'm saying is, Marshall, let me get on with what the fuck I be talking about, you know. Hey, see, that's another thing. You know, you motherfuckers like saying, nigga, I don't want to listen to your show no more because you be talking about just, yeah, hey, that you and Chad. See, let me tell you guys something else, the kind of way I think. See, I've been doing this shit 10 years. The first 2 years I started, I was kicking that pimp shit. And I wasn't getting the responses that I wanted, blah, blah, blah. And I motherfucking stopped. You know, and then I, years later, come up with that down and dirt. But it wasn't doing what I wanted to, so I stopped that. But all the time, I was spitting game. And I knew that one time you motherfuckers would hear and get enough to be able to really understand the shit that I be talking about. So, here it is 10 years later, and I'm talking to my partner when he came down on his birthday, and he said, man, them niggas understand enough. And I realized I've actually done enough, and do, you know, because I don't get the rhetoric that I used to get. I don't get the confrontations about what I'm saying that I used to get. People didn't believe it. So obviously people believe it. So what I'm saying is we going forward. 734, what's going on with you, brother?
Hey, I wanted to comment on the, you know, the whole paying for the bitch car shit. Like, shit, not only was you coming up because the bitch was paying for that quadruple times, but at the same time, that shit leaving an impression on all the other hoes because they pimps ain't doing that type of
now,
shit.
Now, hold on. Hold on, 734. You saying some shit that is correct. Do that mean you got some bras out there?
No.
No,
I ain't got no
you
bras.
You took too long.
Here. I just,
No, you took too long. I know you don't have no brows. But anyway, well, I'm saying you're right. Let me tell you something, man. Think of this. You got X amount of hoes on the track. Some of them ain't got no cars. Some of them got cars that a motherfucker rented. Some of them got raggedy-ass motherfucking cars. And you see this bitch driving down the street with a fucking Corvette. Every one of them goddamn bitches' cars came from however they motherfucking man hooked it up. But ain't now one of them bitches' man had enough confidence or feelings in her for her to get the car brand new for her. Meaning, not only is the pimp stable, the bitch stable, not only is the bitch paying like a motherfucker, she being rewarded. I'm saying people see all that. And that's the other, I was talking about the numbers, but that's the other part, the other reward that you get from doing shit for your motherfucking bitches. How many motherfucking hoes she pick up that fucking have a double date, and they say, hey, oh, hey, I got a car, come on. So she get in the car, and they ride to the date, and the motherfucking bitch say, damn, this your car? And the bitch say, yeah. No, I mean, is this your car? And the bitch say, yeah, it's my car, it's in my name. Who the fuck are you fucking with? Come on, man. It's all advertisement. It's all promotion. It's all to get you where you're supposed to be trying to go. And if you really was trying to go there, you would see like me and my nigga. You know, and to be honest, Tay didn't do the shit for his bitches. But he did a whole bunch of other shit that made him just as deep as me. Made him be able to do whatever the fuck, you know. I mean, it was a lot of shit he did that I wouldn't do. And it's a lot of shit that I did that he wouldn't do. So fucking what, man? Ain't nobody saying there's only one way to get to the top. If you choose that goddamn shit you choosing, and I think is that you got to climb a pole that's laced with tar, that's on you. But that nigga might say, man, I know hella shit about, I use tar as a grip agent. What am I to say? Shit. That's how it go, y'all. That's how this shit go. You know, that's what we do on this show. We kick it about shit. You know, we kick it about the problems that people gonna have in the lifestyle that they choose to live. You know, squares, pimp niggas, you know, all kind of motherfuckers. You know, we got obstacles in our way. And we got to talk about some of these obstacles. We got a lot of obstacles in our way. First, you got to understand what the fuck we doing. We're developing a mentality that's going to carry you through the trials and tribulations you'll be faced with in the dating game. Or the game of finding your mate, or whatever way you want to label it. Now, why is this important? It's important because unless you develop this mentality, you're going to forever be starting over. Because that's what I've been doing. Every bit. I'm starting over. That's not real. I mean, it's real, but that's not the best way to be. Shit. You know, what I'm saying is you get a bitch, woo, 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 the next thing you know, you ain't fucking with her. Now you got to get another bitch, so you're starting over. That ain't the bitches. That's what I was trying to explain earlier. It comes to a point, you got to see what's going on. It was me. It was me making the bitches say, I ain't fucking with this. And I thought it was bitches. They couldn't fuck with the real. Nah, whoever was right as far as that goes, that's not important. What's important is that I thought what I thought and I made adjustments. Each time you get a rejection, you got to allow it to make your, I mean, excuse me, not got to, you guys allow it to make your progress regress. See, you'll allow the rejection to make you feel a sort of dejection. That's harmful. A rejection to me It's just I missed. You know, 2, 3, 8, 9, 10 rejections in a row? Something's wrong. We're developing a proactive mentality. We don't want to react to shit. When you feel the dejection, it's already too late. And all you can do is react. And I know that's what you guys talk about to yourselves, but you don't be truthful about it. In order to be proactive, you have to be a thinker. And you can't be afraid of what you think. You have to think something, and you have to do it or say it. That's where we coming from. Think it, do it. If you think it, don't think about doing it. That wastes time. If you think it, do it. Oh, shit, some of us are mass murderers, and we might think of going to shoot up a school. Okay, in that case, I don't want you to think it, do it. In that case, if you got those kind of problems, I am not fucking talking to you. I'm talking to the motherfuckers that under no circumstance would think to go rob a bank or kill somebody or rape some lady. Under fucking no circumstances would they do that. Those people like me, can think it and do it. Because the only thing I'm going to think is something that's going to help me. Now, why I want to do it right now, because sometimes when I think about what I think, I dilute the power in it. When you think it and do it, it's at its rawest form. Sure, it may not be the best way, but let's say it knocks off a whole bunch of bullshit you would have had to deal with. So what? Now you got to straighten shit up and still get ahead. But shit is progressing. And you're not reacting. You're acting. You react to what you do, but that's not really reacting. You're completing an episode. So, when you're proactive, you understand position. It's the position you're in after you make statements. That's what's important. That's why when I was telling you that example and what I said, blah, 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 it caused whatever ended up happening. And for me, as long as it ain't no confrontation, fighting and bullets and all that shit, I'm winning. Because I already know people going to be, see me Rolls Royce and jewel up and shit, they're going to be wanting to test me. And the way you pass that test is not feel threatened by somebody testing you. You just cool, calm, and collective and just answer the motherfucking thing. And when you do, and they still question you, smash them with some nigga. Let me put my Rolls Royce key in my Rolls Royce door and get my Rolls Royce driving ass gone. You ain't, said nothing mean to them, but you sure let them know where you coming from. And if you know what I'm saying, if you understand what I'm saying, you'll be like me and Tay, go across the motherfucking country area where haters every fucking way you look. None of us ever really had to duck because somebody going to try to rob us. Because that's what really happened. And to that caller that asked me about Tay being a Shantae, about Tay being a bully, let me tell you something. Why I know people didn't really think he was a bully was because nobody ever tried to rob him. Nobody ever tried to do nothing to him because, his status. I remember this nigga Vlad, they thought he was a bully. They found that nigga cut up in a goddamn garbage can. So what I'm saying is, if you get that rep, these streets will tie your ass up. The kind of bully this nigga is actually a cool bully. It's actually cool, 347. I see you back, man. Come on, what's up?
Yeah,
go
right
ahead, man.
There when you said, yeah, right there when you said Vlad, you were talking about Vlad Garcia?
Yeah, I know him.
Yeah, and he said when he met you, he called you Rosemary?
Yeah, he did. Did you know Vlad?
No, I didn't, but you told a story about him on your podcast years ago.
Man,
listen,
Vlad was a big, monstrous-sized dude.
Uh-huh.
And he had one of them Mike Tyson voices. This nigga was big. Yo, Vlad, you even like that. You know, he had really one of them Mike Tyson. He was a cool nigga, don't get me wrong. And the nigga had it going on. But you know, he wanted people to call him the general or some shit. The general or the cap? No, I think it was the general. And people, I'm General Vallette. He used to wear them damn jackets and shit that had epaulets and general, I mean, army shit on it. Then this nigga fell out over this bitch that he had, and I knocked him, and he come calling me Roseberry. It's Roseberry. Any motherfucking way, that shit led to one thing, and the next day we was cool, man, because Vlad, now that's another motherfucker that was a bully. Every pimp is a bully. If you let this motherfucker say something to you and you gonna go for it and take the full impact of what it means, ain't no way a pimp ain't gonna do it. Gonna keep him from getting his knuckles dirty, his fingernails broke, and he's just gonna talk shit to a motherfucker and go on about his goddamn business. Because that's what it's all about, doing that shit. All you guys gotta understand what it's about to niggas like me, niggas like Tay, is to not be in any kind of distress. You know, physical distress, mental distress, no kind of distress. All based on how you open your mouth and deal with whatever the fuck is going on. And as long as you do that accordingly to where, man, you could meet the nigga, another nigga tonight over here where niggas hanging out, and, man, I was at this place today, man. And you could tell about all kind of crazy shit. But as long as you didn't end up in jail, you didn't end up in some kind of dangerous position, woo-woo-woo, it's just a story, it's a day in the life. That's how we see it. That's just how we see it. Now, what we doing here, you know, I think you guys should understand why you should think 1,000 miles per hour. I'm talking about super fast. See, thinking fast requires you to see things as you would like them to be. Like, you got to think about if you're on the track, it's your track, but you've never been on it. What I'm saying is, if you think fast, you don't realize how much you think about. When you think slow, you're only thinking about that particular thought that your mind is on. But when you're thinking fast, that thought and 30 other thoughts come at the same thought. And you just got to be able to see this shit before you actually begin speaking on where you're going or where you're coming from. And I know this shit sounds difficult, but it won't be if you keep in your mind that you after this woman or this situation or whatever you after. If you keep in your mind that you're after it, it ain't going to be as hard as it sounds once you start doing it. And if you after her, you should know how you want to chase her. And if you don't know, you should decide how you want to chase her immediately. Because planning is key. You can't just start chasing no motherfucker. On the Serengeti, the lions don't do that. They plot. They stalk. And they want to put as little effort as possible into catching that prey. But they know they're going to put 100% in it. So the difficulty could be what it is. But the effort never changes, regardless. It's 100%. The courses that I fuck with, the courses that the people in my school fuck with, it show you all this shit. It shows you how to be direct and to the point. and not to just be wasting your words because you're excited about talking to a broad. A lot of you guys don't realize that's all you're doing. It's talking to some bitch, and because she's talking to you, you're excited and you feel like everything is great. And then when you get ready to say, well, what you want to do? Can we go hook up? No, I have to see. And then you be disappointed. No, motherfucker. That ain't what's up. Hey, did I tell you motherfuckers, I ain't never been a motherfucker to go to jail. But I went once or twice. And I remember one time I went, and I had to stay about 12 hours longer than I would love or prefer to stay. Because the bail bondsman that I was fucking with wasn't actually on my team. I thought, this is when I was in Fresno. I forget that motherfucker bail bondsman. But anyway, I thought that all I had to do was, you know, since I had fucked with him, I think it was King's bail bonds, yeah. I thought all I had to do was fuck with him, you know, call him. Because I had already fucked him with him when I was in Fresno. But I ended up in L.A., woo-woop, had a problem, woo-woop, called this motherfucker who had an office in L.A. This motherfucker asking me for a whole bunch of shit, you know, collateral and shit, man. This is, I'm fucking with a hoe, man. I just got this motherfucker now. Man, this motherfucker, well, I can't help it. So what I'm saying is, man, you need a bondsman. If you're doing some shit, which I'm not encouraging you to do it, but if you're doing it, cover your bases. And that goddamn Freedom Fast bail, let me make sure, let me look at my little card and see that I'm saying the name correctly. Yes, I am. Freedom Fast Bail. You got to fuck with them, man. 866-460-0905. They coming to get your broadband. Your ass, too, if you didn't do something. But let's go back to what I was talking about, because this shit is so important that we kick it, man. See, that's the thing about me. I don't just talk. I talk about real shit. See, proactive thinking requires you to make early decisions. And you got to stick with what your decision is. You can't make an early decision and then as moments go on, you start thinking about it and change it. A lot of times it'll appear that you're on the wrong track. But nothing worth anything is easy to come by. Everything is not going to look like you're on the right track. You got to be a dude who know where his conversation is going before he even begins talking to a broad. I know me, I be wanting to fluster a broad at first. So I come at her from left field, possibly with a sexual innuendo that'll get her to blush. And if she blush, come on. I already know what I'm finna tell her. But sometimes you do that so you can see that she won't blush. And my science on this has told me if the motherfucker don't blush, she is actually seriously looking for what I mentioned. It tells me that. I've experienced it. The motherfucker that blush, which is what you want her to do, she ain't really looking for no goddamn action. But that motherfucker that don't blush, she is. So, if she don't blush, I'm going to keep at her with the conversation I started about some kind of, you know, semi-quasi, whatever, sexual situation. And it's not actually going to have sex or be about having sex, but some kind of situation that she damn well knows could lead up to sex. Now, for the one that do blush, I'll just comfort her with a smile, then I'll blast her with my views on life of a real man. In either instance, it doesn't matter what they say. It only matters how they react to what I said. Because that's the dynamite, what you're saying. I'm going to give you some game. let's say you somewhere and a woman approaches you and speaks to you. The first thing you should do is realize this motherfucker done did this shit before. So don't feel special. Don't, oh man, I must look cool, baby, came up here. Don't, none of that. She knows to do it, come up and speak to you, because it's been her experience that approaching men puts them on guard. And most of them get flustered and can't be themselves. And once they realize they're not being themselves, they're putty in the bitch's hands. Now, since you know this now, you're supposed to reverse that come on by getting at that bitch with the very first thing you say after she said, wait, how are you doing? You know, you got to get at her. You got to say, let's say she didn't ask you how you doing. And right away, let's say she asked you, what you doing in here alone or whatever, something like that. You got to say something like, I'm trying to catch me a fine-ass woman like you. Now, what I'm saying is this is a strategy. And it works. Because what you've done when you say that, she's expecting you to say, whatever. But what you've done when you say that shit, you didn't took the advantage from her goddamn ass. And you didn't put her in a defensive mode. And if you a real sharp motherfucker like me, once you got her in a defensive mode, when you say, I'm trying to catch me a fine-ass woman like you, you're going to have many quips to make to follow that shit up. Now, you just got to understand, none of what I'm about to say is to undermine or belittle a goddamn woman. I just have a certain way of expressing myself about women, but I don't mean to be offensive. Now, if this woman comes right back after I say, you know, something slick like that, trying to catch me a fine-ass woman like you, if she come right back, I'm going to cut her off. I'm going to cut her off, and I'm going to add to whatever I first said. And what I'm saying is my goal is to make her stop and think of what she's saying, because you know now, or at least I know now, she's going off of what she's used to doing and seeing from dudes. You got to stop that right here. And you got to make her change up. So my first statement and the follow-up statements are to let her know I ain't somebody she used to speaking to without me telling her that. See, when you make a woman realize the things you're saying or meaning, versus you telling them, they're more apt to go with whatever that saying or meaning is saying. See, I'm going to be almost combative in the way I get at a bitch until I see her back up. You know, them ones that want to have statements to statement right after you. See, you'll know she backing up by the tone in her voice. And if she asks you a real question, you'll know it. And once she has asked you a real question, like repeating her initial question, but with a softer tone and a curiosity present. Otherwise, she said, I wonder what a person like you doing here. You know, look like you're sitting alone. Aren't you? You know, she got a totally different approach. See, you'll see you've defeated her, and you can now proceed to catch her motherfucking ass. And see, jewels not drop are precious. They work. Of course, I left some things out, but not much. So now you can really answer her with, I'm sitting here. So she say, what you doing here? And you didn't gave her that first, you know, I'm trying to, you know, catch me somebody fine like you. And then she didn't really, no, really, what are you doing here? You can look at her now and say, you know, I'm sitting here trying my damnedest to look as cool as possible so that my demeanor will be like an aphrodisiac to a motherfucker that's paying attention. And probably make them want me. Is the shit working? Now, what I'm saying is, this is to get that smile. I know she gonna smile at that statement because she wants to submit to me, or she wouldn't be talking to me. She wouldn't be curious. But she's just not sure. of how she want to submit because of how I'm coming at her motherfucking ass. And what I'm saying is, this is what's dope. If you let her come at you with that bullshit, throw you off guard, and you get her off kilter or whatever the fuck, she gonna see that shit and continue to play her hand. But once you put her on guard and she starts listening to what the fuck you said, it's a total different thing. So you don't want a woman to be so sure of herself around you. You don't want her sure until you didn't let her or you didn't had her for a few months. Now, if I don't get no fucking questions, I'm going to fucking be gone, man. You guys are too much, man. And Tay might quit me because I'm going to call that motherfucking cuss his ass out if I'm not being on here. See, you don't, the first few times a woman is with you, her nerves should be on edge because of the excitement you bring out in her. They should. I'm very serious. Most of your problems are centered around caring way too much about what some broad thinks. You should put that much care into what you think. And if you did that, you'd be way better off. See, the thing about me, I talk about some shit where, you know, men, all kinds of men, not just pimps, all kinds of men can relate to it, and they could actually aspire to be alpha. And the reason it's possible is because I try to give examples of what I'm talking about that you can use. And the biggest example I'm trying to give you right now is that you got to do shit. You got to think the shit, and you got to do the shit. You can't, because most of you, this is how you do it. Most of you say, hey, man, I should get at that broad. Then you say, damn, I wonder how what I'd say to baby. Then you say, damn, baby probably wouldn't even talk to me. Then you say a whole bunch of more shit. See, this is thinking about what you said. You should talk to her. Don't think about it. Go do it. Think it, do it. Hey, did I see you just come on again, 734?
Yeah, I was going to say the reason why most dudes do that is because they don't have a clue as to what they're going to say to this bitch. You know, and when they the opportunity presents itself, they stand back. And next thing you know, this shit gone. That's because you ain't got no arsenal.
So what the fuck you do?
I'm going to say whatever.
When you see a bitch, you walking, you say, damn, I should say something to that bitch. What do you do?
I instantly go walk up to that bitch and say something. And I got an arsenal. I'm like you, goddammit. I'm walking like a double-barreled dude.
Fuck you, Romeo, man. You can't be on this goddamn show promoting my shit like that. But let me tell you, nigga, I know you got an arsenal. Hey, Romeo, I know you're saying this semester is bomb. It ain't got one or two. It got several motherfuckers in there spitting shit, getting the real game. That's how it go. Hey, they don't know what we're talking about. Yeah. Don't even tell them, man. Hey, quit coming on here busting this goddamn shit from my goddamn group, man. that's how we do it. So, listen to me. My courses show you all this shit in very simple terminology that you can all clearly understand. It's masterfully done, and it's almost criminal in the way it shows you how to steal a woman's thunder. If you pay attention to a woman, you can tell what she wants you to say, but don't say what she wants to hear. That's the importance of this shit. You can tell what she wants you to say, but you're going to say something close to what she wants to hear, but you're going to be adding some kind of twist to it that's going to bring it to where you want to go. And let's say you and her have been getting along well, and you can tell she's looking for you to say how much you like her. Man, you should say something. Girl, I kind of like you a little. or you know, girl, you kind of cute. Some of that, some with that kind of, I ain't all the way there in it. Because what do you want to do? You want to play ABPs, always be playing. Let me see. So you don't be played. SYDBP. So you don't be played. If you ain't playing, you going to be played. That's just how it is. And the shit we doing, you know, we putting bait statements out. You know, with a little work, girl, you might be a badass woman. And if she bite on that shit, you got to go with it and make her see your point. You got to do it. And you don't have to be mean. You don't have to be forceful. You should just tell her that, you know, your hair, the way it is, if it was hanging over your ear or over the front of your shoulders or blah, blah, however you tell her. Just something. She ain't got to like it. But you just tell her what you're thinking. She can do it. And when I say you got bullets, you know I don't mean no goddamn real bullets. I mean the things you have to say in your arsenal, the words you have to use to say the things. And it ain't got to be hella things you got to say. Just a few statements is going to do this, bitch. So you guys listen. I am going to try to keep my Sunday shows away from this pimp shit. But I do know that I may have this motherfucking Shantae coming on. He should have been on today, but he didn't. But I know he's going to be on Thursday. Next Sunday he's going to be on. For a month or so, I might have my show mixed up with this shit. But I'm really setting up substitute D and D show, Down and Dirty. Because Down and Dirty was about the streets. And I would imagine Tay's, you know, kicking it with Shantae. That's going to be about the streets. So, with that said, I'm gone. And hopefully, you motherfuckers get back on here Sunday so we can kick it with Tay. I'm gone.